Okay, it's Paul Nixon, and today I'm with Adrian Day. And today we're talking about how companies should go about expressing their brand online. So, Adrian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi. I'm Adrian Day. I'm an independent brand consultant. I've had 25 years in brand consultancy, working with the likes of Landor and Siegel & Gale and Uffendel. Worked on some big branding projects for firms like BA and BP and Barclays, and also with not-for-profit and public sector companies, and indeed some very small organisations. So I'm now a freelance branding consultant, and I'm particularly interested in this area of how brands, particularly corporate brands, express themselves online, not just through the website, but also social media. And I think it's a sort of emerging area, and I think there's some very sort of interesting cross-currents going on.
So let's start at the beginning and consider the sort of different approaches that companies can take.
Mm, yeah.
Where they might start.
Yes, I mean, I think the start point, my sort of simple answer to that is there really is only one approach, and that's reflecting the brand, and let's define that as the positioning, the proposition and the personality. The expression, just to get some definitions out of the way, the expression is how that positioning, proposition and personality is then expressed verbally and visually through all applications. So how is the brand expressed through the online applications? And I think there's only one way of doing that, and that is to express the positioning, proposition and personality. I think anything less than that won't work. So if the view is that, well, our corporate brand, and this really applies where the company is the same as the brand. So Apple would be an example, McDonald's is an example, Ford is an example. Most financial services firms, that's the example, that would be the case. So if the company is the corporate brand, then essentially the website is an expression of that brand. It's not an area of the website that should be dedicated to brand. It's not part of it.
Through design, through tone of voice, through imagery.
Exactly. Absolutely. Design, tone of voice, imagery, functionality. I think the experience. And one of the parallels I use, and we'll come on to it later, is you look at the way retailers express their brand through their retail outlet. It is how it looks. It's how it feels. It's also how the staff engage with you. And a lot of it's in the detail. And I think there are some parallels that can be drawn when we're thinking about websites and other online presence.
So if you don't go about doing it, if you don't actually do this step and don't apply your character and say your website comes out quite flat and, dare we say, boring, people will perceive you as flat and boring.
Absolutely. I mean, you make a good point there. One of the assumptions is that a company has a clearly defined, relevant, appealing and engaging brand in the first place, and that's not always the case, and we'll come on to some business-to-business brands later, which you know, they may be fine organizations, but to what extent they've really defined their brand, I'm not clear. So if you are an Apple or a Virgin or a John Lewis, it's going to be a lot easier to express your brand clearly through your website than if you are an organisation that doesn't have a clear sense of self. So I would back up to the brand definition in the first place. You know, firms have to have a clearly defined brand and a clearly defined sense of self. Then it is much easier to express it. If they don't have that clearly defined brand, then they're up against it from day one.